You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Archie MacDonald joins us now. And today, he's puzzling out the order of things.
Thoughts on the human condition. When I was a schoolboy back in the Pleistocene age, the comedic team of Bud Abbott and Lou Costello had a wonderful baseball shtick about who's on first and what's on second, in which straight man Abbott kept quizzing an increasingly confounded Costello in a game that confused names for words of query. The act always ended in bent-over belly laughing by the audience. Not always so with other confusions. Consider these examples. On my way to campus every day, I must maneuver a four-way stop sign. This is easy enough most of the time. One takes note of cars already waiting at the other three corners, and when each has passed through the intersection, it's your turn, right? But suppose you're thinking about something else and lose count. You hope you're next, so you accelerate at the same time as the car on the right. Both stop, then start, then stop again. Should manners or priority prevail, but who in the dickens knows the protocol? Or this, I go up and down an elevator daily because my office is on the fourth floor and my classroom is on the first floor. When two or more are waiting to enter or exit this cabled cube, who precedes whom? Well, this ought to be easy. Mother taught me that females precede males and oldsters come before youngsters in going through doors, and a little sign ordains preference for those with physical challenges. That ought to put me near the end of the line. But what am I to do when a youngster of whatever gender defers to my graying hair or vaunted Ph.D.? Even more, what do two old Ph.D.s do? And how about this? That little church in the hollow that lets me be its designated center has a communion service once a month. There are lots of ways to do this, but the one Pastor Kyle prefers is for divine diners to come to the communion table in little bunches, and each serves the elements to his neighbor. Groups muster in the central aisle, and there is much deferring and back-pushing trying to sort out the procession, which delays the process past kickoff time. So is there a protocol that establishes who goes first? Maybe there are just too many of them. What we have here is the complicated business of democracy and politeness, and we must continue to blunder through it as each tries to offer the other the right-of-way until someone eventually gives up and gives in. But really, I think Mother had it right in the first place.
Archie MacDonald's commentaries have the right of way here on Red River Radio every Friday morning at 7:35. You can find him in the classroom as well. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio. Thank you.